This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening. This is the WRKC News at 5. I'm Program Director Nick Rotundo. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's News at 5 will feature a preview of the Cantoris Christi Regis Choir concert, a senior spotlight for station manager Jessica Mulligan, and intern Michael Palmer. We'll also get the newest edition of the Business Beat and the weather forecast. The Cantoris Christi Regis Choir is approaching their last concert of the semester. Station manager Jessica Mulligan, a member of the choir, has a preview for the concert.
Cantoris Christi Regis has been a staple in the arts and music culture of King's College for 15 years. Led by music minister Rob Yankowski, it features nearly 30 undergraduate vocalists from a wide variety of majors, from theater to physician assistant and seemingly everything in between. This weekend, the choir will give its last performances of the academic school year in the form of two concerts. What makes these shows special, however, is that they are also in celebration of the 15th anniversary of CCR here at King's College. And so, many choir alum will be returning to sing familiar tunes with the current group. Beth DeMichael, senior elementary and special education major, is an Alto 1 in the choir and has been since her first semester here at King's in the fall of 2013.
My favorite part about being in the choir is hearing it all come together for the concerts and being with the friends that I've made.
DeMichael shared what her favorite song is for this particular concert and why she likes it so much.
I think that my absolute favorite would be Shake It Out. I like Shake It Out because it brings back good memories for me singing it freshman year, and I just think that it's an upbeat song and we have a lot of fun singing it.
Dylan Koch, a sophomore math major and tenor one, also chose an upbeat song as his favorite, but for different reasons.
My favorite song in our concert's Build Me Up Buttercup. And that's because it's my girlfriend's favorite. You know, I like making her blush. It's also just a very fun song to sing. You know, it's upbeat. You get to snap your fingers, wiggle around a little bit, do a little dance while you're singing, and it's just a lot of fun.
Koch explained what rehearsals are like and how much time goes into preparing for the concert.
So the average rehearsal ranges anywhere from strict going over the repertoire, making sure that we're running parts, running songs, to making tons of jokes and laughing and seeing Rob dance all over the place and do all kinds of crazy antics with one another. At the beginning of the semester, we'll meet once a week for an hour and a half. And then as the semester starts to wind down, we meet more and more. We're meeting 2, 3, 4 times a week for hours. And outside of rehearsal, Rob's putting a ton of work in to make sure that he gets the piano parts down, to make sure that he's listening to recordings of us and where we can improve. We're all listening to recordings that he sends out of us, looking over our music so that way we can really get these concerts to be the best they can be.
Koch also spoke to the type of music that is performed at these concerts.
We learn a wide variety of pieces. We learn anything from contemporary pieces like Build Me a Buttercup, or even during the winter concerts doing things like Dominic the Donkey, to things like Ave Verum, where there are more traditional choral pieces or anything like that.
Being a graduating senior, DeMichael is now looking back on her time in the choir as she prepares to leave King's. Without any doubt, she told what she will miss the most about CCR.
The thing that I will miss the most about choir is our amazing choir director, Rob. Because Rob means so much to all of us, and he's become not only a choir director, but a close friend, and I'm very thankful for that.
Koch agreed that Rob Yankowski is a fantastic director and friend, part of what makes the experience of being in choir so enjoyable.
Rob is one of the kinder people I've met on campus. He always wants to know how you're doing. If things are wrong, he wants to know why. He's always looking to get in on the gossip. You know, he likes not being only your choir director, but also one of your friends, and that's really admirable.
Finally, Koch clearly explained why everyone should come out to see the concerts this weekend.
It's our 15th anniversary concert. So CCR was started 15 years ago during the spring semester. So we're bringing back a lot of Rob's favorites from his past years and bringing them all together to one really awesome concert. Well, for one thing, it's free, so it's no cost to you to come see the concert. Other than that, I think if you love traditional choir pieces, if you love contemporary pieces, if you like jazz, whatever genre you have, there's likely a song in this concert that you'll have some connection with that you'll really get a lot of enjoyment out of.
Cantori's Christy Regis will be performing its final two choir concerts this Friday and Saturday in the Chapel of Christ the King at 7:30. Admittance is free, so come on out with your family and friends for a night of music and fun. For WRKC News at 5, I am station manager Jessica Mulligan.
Station manager Jessica Mulligan is also a senior and the subject of today's first senior spotlight. Much like former U.S. President Grover Cleveland, Jessica served non-consecutive terms as WRKC's station manager. News director Katie Pugh interviewed Jessica about her time at King's.
WRKC is down to its last three seniors to shine the spotlight on. Station manager Jessica Mulligan has been with WRKC all 4 years of her time at King's College and has made a tremendous impact on our humble radio station. Jessica is a multiple-time Intercollegiate Broadcast System nominee and winner for her work in the news and with her own documentary on her semester abroad in Northern Ireland. Jessica discussed what drew her to WRKC in her freshman year.
What drew me was the need for a work-study position. I went to Dr. Schmoody, who used to be the head of the Mass Communications Department, and she said, I think I have something for you. And I started off as a student aide here, and then I was just reading RHV articles, and pretty soon Sue had me doing stories, as she does. And then I was hooked, and I was here every day. I think my favorite part that I've been involved in has been the news, because that's what I got started with originally. And I'm not so much of an expert on the type of music that we play, because I'm very much a Broadway show tunes, Michael Bublé kind of girl. And obviously that's not what we do here at WRKC. And so I like a lot being part of the news and being an anchor. And I just really enjoy the atmosphere of the different kinds of people from all walks of life that come in these doors and how we all kind of come together over these different parts of the radio.
Jessica, who is kept busy as a professional writing major and mass communications minor, theater minor, and literature minor, talked about her connection to mass comm.
Well, actually, I started as a mass comm and theater double major, and I had this sort of career crisis sophomore year in the fall, and I went to a professor I really trusted just innocently, what should I do with this? And over the course of maybe 2 hours in his office, I thought, you know, I kind of want to have classes with you. So I looked into the professional writing program, and from there I dropped the minors. And I think it's kind of weird to say, but that one professor really just changed my entire outlook.
Jessica also talked about what she wants to start her career with and where she'd like to end up.
I really want to go into the nonprofit sector and work in a communications department doing public relations work, and maybe I need more experience, but I want to look at the marketing aspects too. I was going to take marketing classes and it didn't fit with the minors and the major, so I didn't, but I want to do nonprofit work, really. If I could do anything, I would love to go back to Northern Ireland and work at the university and recruit international students, because I think that that part of my life when I studied abroad my junior year was so integral in the formation of who I am now as a person that I would love to be part of that for other students from around the world in the same way that it was really impactful to me at that specific university. And also the accents there are awesome.
To conclude, Jessica talked about all of the things that she is thankful for from her time here at King's.
I think I'm especially grateful for WRKC because I knew when I started in college that I was going to be a theater person. I knew that I was going to be in the choir. I knew that I was going to have something to do with writing. I knew I would be a work study in the writing center. I knew I wanted to study abroad, but I never would have predicted that I would be involved in the radio station. If you'd have asked me, I'm not a radio kind of person. I'm not, you know, what I kind of pictured a radio atmosphere to be like. And yet here I am. It's the place that I've been in all 4 years that I never would have guessed. And I really cherish the friendships that I've made and the time spent in the back recording room pulling my hair out over trying to get ums and uhs and mouth clicks out. I'm just so proud of what I've accomplished and the documentary that I made and everything that I've been able to gain from this. And now as I'm at the end, I'm wishing that I had more time or that I had done even more, that I'd been able to learn more or contribute more. But with what I've done, I think I'm really happy that I had this sort of special opportunity.
Stay tuned for intern Michael Palmer's senior spotlight later in this newscast and program director Nick Rotundo's spotlight on Friday. Good luck, Jessica, and for the WRKC News at 5, I'm news director Katie Pugh.
Intern Michael Palmer is another one of WRKC's graduating seniors. Sports director Dan Stokes sat down with our beloved intern to recap his mass communications and athletics careers.
WRKC's senior intern Michael Palmer is the focus of my senior spotlight. Palmer spoke about his time as a communications major, interning for WRKC, and what the next step is after his college career. Palmer spoke about what being a comm major has taught him.
Oh, I've learned how to be versatile. That's probably the most important factor of the learning process, just making sure you can do camera, video work, radio work, even InDesign or website designing. I mean, just being versatile, getting yourself out there in the communications field, because it's just not doing something you want to do. It's just doing something you have to do, and that's what I've learned. You can't just pass up on it. You have to be involved, and just learning multiple things is it's definitely better off because you gain more knowledge within the field, and you become more reliable.
Palmer spoke about joining the WRKC staff.
The internship process is definitely one of the most difficult for mass communications majors because you have to graduate with an internship on your resume. And finding one is definitely tough. You see all the emails every day. You just don't know which one to choose. You don't know what would be the right fit. But the next offer was WRKC from one of my favorite mentors and friends. Sue Henry actually put me on board to the WRKC program. And the most memorable thing about this is just being with the people in the radio station every day, just talking, you know, helping each other out with each other's work and just doing the videos and posting them up on Facebook. Everyone's ideas gathering together is just, it's phenomenal because sure as heck, I couldn't do this by myself without the WRKC crew. And it's just, it's been a blessing to work here. It's awesome place.
Palmer talks about his favorite WRKC Facebook video.
I guess my first one ever. I mean, there's been so many memories and so many videos I've done, but I remember the first day I didn't know what to expect coming here, and it was just the most original video because I was up on a ladder putting away the CD cases, and I just go, oh, I turn around, and people didn't expect that. They thought of something different, and, you know, I just used my creativity into these videos, and the first one had to be the best because it just struck everybody by surprise.
Palmer spoke on his legacy.
The hard work and dedication that I've been putting into this mass communications field, because not only have I tried to venture my way throughout the whole mass communications, the broadcast, the advertising, and journalism field, it's a difficult choice. But the more you surround yourself with the different credits and different courses that the mass communications field offer, the better off you'll be. And that's what I've learned, just to broaden your horizons and just keep working hard because you never know what opportunity may come across.
Palmer expresses what that feeling of graduation is going to be like.
Be upset because you'll never get these 4 years back. It's been a great 4 years, you know, not the best 4 years of my life, but definitely the most 4 years I'll remember. And it's just a shame because you'll never see a lot of these people again. People come and go, and it's upsetting because the memories were made here, and sometimes you just gotta move on from it, you know, and to bigger and better things. And that's what college is all about, learning how to make that jump from being a student to a professional.
Palmer expressed his plans for after graduation.
First step on the mind is graduate, and then once I graduate, we'll go from there. I'm going to put myself out there, whether it's Mahara, LinkedIn, emails, whatever it takes, resume building, whatever it takes to just secure my spot and my trustworthiness into a future employer.
Palmer has some advice.
For any kids out there, just stay in school, believe in yourself. Everything's going to work out. Always stay positive. Just keep moving forward. Never take a step back. And get yourself out there. Trust in yourself and believe in yourself and believe in what you are doing is going to work out, because sometimes you feel like people aren't listening, but there is people out there listening, and people do support what you're doing, and people love to see you succeed. Even though people will tell you, like, oh, people are always out to get you, there is people out there that want to see you do well and know the hard work you put in. So just keep grinding.
It has been a pleasure to get to know Michael Palmer over the last 2 years. He has been awesome to work with. His strong work ethic, his dedication, and determination will be missed by all of us here at WRKC. I wish him the best of luck and continued success. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm sports director Dan Stokes.
Coming up next, we'll get the latest economics news on the business beat and WRKC's forecast for the rest of the week.
I'm Bobby Hackney.
I'm Dennis Hackney.
And I'm Bobby Duncan.
And we're the band Death. And you're listening to WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Sherman Gillums Jr., Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 70 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has helped hundreds of thousands of veterans get all the benefits they've earned.
Al Kovac Jr., Paralyzed Veterans of America.
We provide one-on-one support tailored to your individual needs, including healthcare advocacy, benefits support, and career assistance.
For more information, call 1-800-424-8200 or visit pva.org. A public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
The News at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Joshua Frankevich with your King's Business Beat, the U.S. in review. Housing market data released this week was generally mixed but continued to improve on trend. The NHB housing index fell 3 points in April from its cycle high in March. Despite the pullback, confidence remains relatively high. The present sales index has trended above 70 for 5 consecutive months, signaling strong demand for new homes. Housing starts also dipped, falling 6.8% in March. This decline came on the heels of an unusually strong February reading that was likely boosted by unseasonably warm weather. The spring construction season got off to a strong start this year, as starts are up 8.1% through the first 3 months of the year compared to 2016. Further evidence of strength in the housing market would be seen in existing home sales data released on April 21st, which topped expectations. Strong new orders in the ISM Manufacturing Index, robust consumer confidence, rising building permits, and additional equity markets gains boosted the index and point to steady economic growth ahead. The probability of a recession in the next 6 months has fallen from the brief spike that occurred in early 2016. When the advances released for quarter one real GDP growth comes out next week, a soft but positive reading is anticipated. The industrial production data for March suggested that the factory sector's recovery took a breather last month. On the surface, the strong 0.5% gain in industrial production suggests a continued acceleration in activity. At about 11% of the total index, utilities alone boosted the headline by 0.9 percentage points. Outside of utilities, mining production rose 0.1% over the month, with output for oil and gas extraction leading the way with a nearly 8% gain. Although far from recovered, the mining sector is headed in the right direction after the steep decline that began in late 2014. Manufacturing output, which comprises about three-fourths of the total index, fell 0.4%. Today, President Donald Trump is to propose slashing the rate of corporate taxation when he announces his tax plan later today. White House officials say the centerpiece of today's announcement will be a sharp reduction in the business tax rate from 35% to 15%. Economists say the tax cuts will add trillions of dollars to the deficit over the next decade. But Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin has said the tax plan will pay for itself within economic growth. Also expected in the plan, some sort of reparation tax, giving big companies an incentive to bring back money they hold overseas, tax breaks for child care expenses, large increase to standard tax deduction, a cut in individual rates, although few details expected yet, more tax rate cuts for hedge funds and other enterprises that pay taxes at individual rates. Mr. Trump's blueprint is not expected to include any proposals for raising new revenue. And the much-discussed border tax that would put a tariff on imports, favored by House Speaker Paul Ryan and President Donald Trump, will not be in the plan. The Global Review. The latest IMF global forecast just confirmed that the global economy is on the mend and improvement in economic growth across the world will occur. The IMF's forecast for this year is now 3.5% versus 3.1% for 2016. Even against lots of negative talk regarding trade, especially in the United States, trade is what is actually leading the growth charge across the global economy. Case in point was the Chinese release of first quarter GDP, which showed an economy growing at a slightly higher clip than what markets were expecting, up 6.9% versus market expectations of 6.8%. Even Brazil seems to have been doing better lately. The Brazilian monthly economic activity index in February posted the strongest month-over-month print, up 1.3% since July 2014, when it grew 1.5%. On a year-earlier basis, the economy was still down 0.7%, but markets were expecting a decline of 2.3%. This release followed the central bank's decision last week to decrease the Selic benchmark interest rate by 100 BPS from 12.25% to 11.25%, while indicating that it would continue to lower interest rates aggressively during the next several months due to the strong disinflationary path for Brazilian inflation and inflationary expectations. Still, the political corruption situation in Brazil is a potential threat to the recovery in economic activity this year. But the fact that the economy is coming from such a low base will keep the good news coming and will help deliver low but positive growth in 2017. In the UK, Prime Minister Theresa May surprised markets with a call for early expectations. In the UK, Prime Minister Theresa May surprised markets with a call for early elections, a strategy that analysts expect to give her administration more power in the negotiations with the European Union on the terms of the UK exit from the Union. Meanwhile, in Turkey, President Erdogan won a contested referendum to reform the country's constitution that many say will enhance his presidential powers and are calling it the beginnings of a dictatorship. And this has been your King's Business Beat with Joshua Frankevich.
And now the weather. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of 57. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high of 77. And Friday will be partly cloudy with a high of 80. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Caitlin Emmert.
The In-House Design Club will have an Adobe Illustrator workshop on in the Mac Lab of McGowan at 3:30. The History Department will host a Dr. Matt Jennings from Middle Georgia State University in the Burke Auditorium on Monday at 7. And the Cantoris Christi Regis Choir will be holding their 15th anniversary spring concert on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. in the chapel. Before I sign off for the final time, I would just like to thank all of those who have supported me throughout my time at King's College, especially my family, professors, alumni, and peers. King's College and WRKC have become a second home to me, and no matter where I end up after graduation, they will always be a part of me. Sue Henry, you have helped me with so much over my 4 years here and taught me so much. Dr. Scott Weiland, I would not be here at King's if it wasn't for you. I've had so many great memories in this radio station and on this campus, and it is bittersweet realizing this is the last time I will anchor a newscast here. I know I am leaving WRKC in good hands next year, and that we will continue to grow exponentially. So with that, thank you for tuning in, and for the last time, for WRKC News at 5, I'm Program Director Nick Rotundo. I'll see you guys around.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio King's College, Wilkes-Barre.